So ESPN put together a list of the top 100 professional athletes of the 21st century so far. So from 2000 on. Remember, they did one of the great series of all time, the Sports Century series, which was done, you know, in 2000 or 2001, which was the top 100 athletes of the 20th century. It was, by the way, produced by a guy by the name of Mark Shapiro, who for several years was on the board of this radio station. He was friendly with Dan Snyder, or was a business person that Dan Snyder hired to be involved in the radio business when they got into the media business back in the late 2000s. But anyway, I digress. That was done back in 1999 or 2000, and the ESPN Sports Century thing was phenomenal, and it counted down from 100 to number one. Michael Jordan ended up being number one on that list. Babe Ruth was two. Muhammad Ali was three. Jim Brown was four. Wayne Gretzky was fifth. And they decided to do it again, even though we're nowhere near the end of the 21st century. But they decided to do a list where voters from beyond, around the world, North America in particular, for ESPN, people who work for ESPN, they were instructed to, you know, vote on the top 100 list, and they were instructed to just vote on the athlete's performance since 2000. So as an example, for Barry Bonds, he won seven MVP awards, but four of those came after 2000, as did, you know, less than half of his career home run total. Ken Griffey Jr. played until 2010, but his best years came in the 1990s. We started to talk about this, Denton, yesterday because we knew the last 25 were coming today, and we were like, well, who's number one going to be? There are a lot of choices. You know, we threw out Michael Phelps and Serena Williams and LeBron James and Tiger Woods. I think I settled on, I thought Tiger might be ultimately number one. But Federer, Nadal, Brady, you know, these were the, you know, Usain Bolt. You brought up Usain Bolt. And it was going to be hard to come up with number one. Like, there is, I don't think there's a clear-cut number one. There are several people, and we mentioned them yesterday, in the running for number one. So I'm going to reveal the list right now from number one going back to, say, you know, we'll give the top 25 here, and then we can debate it. Michael Phelps was voted 70,000 votes, by the way, from ESPN contributors. Michael Phelps was voted number one, 28-time Olympic medalist, 23-time Olympic gold medalist, most gold medals at a single Olympics when he won eight at Beijing. Michael Phelps, the number one athlete of the 21st century, according to this. Serena was number two. I think you could easily make the case for Serena as number one. A 23-time major champion, second most by any player of all time. A woman's record of 365 major match wins, 73 career titles. I mean, Serena is in the conversation of the greatest female tennis player of all time. She was two. Messi was three. I could list his accomplishments. May mean something to some of you. The bottom line is, I think most of us as sports fans understand that Messi is a legendary, legendary international superstar and considered to be one of the greatest soccer players that's ever lived. He was three. LeBron was four. So let me just tell you, right now, as I'm going through this list, I'm already thinking, you've already missed, because Tiger's got to be at least in the top three or four. LeBron is four. Tom Brady is five. Federer is six. Simone Biles, we actually forgot about her. I don't think we mentioned her yesterday. She is the greatest female gymnast, right, of all time. I don't know. It was Olga Korbut or Nadia Comaneci or somebody like that more accomplished in the Olympics. Simone Biles, I don't know. She's a seven-time Olympic medalist that's tied for the most ever by an American gymnast. Four-time Olympic gold medalist tied her 2016 tied for the most by a female gymnast at a single Olympic Games. And by the way, Simone Biles obviously isn't done. She'll be in Paris at the end of this month. She came in seven. I don't think we mentioned her as a potential, you know, top number one, right?
No,
we kind of forgot her.
Yeah, we kind of forgot her. Sorry, Simone.
Tiger Woods was eight. Sorry. I mean, his 15 majors, two of them came before this century, but 13 of them came during this century. You know, most of any player, obviously, during this century. 11 major wins as a world number one golfer, nine more than any other player all time, okay, during this run. 82 times he's won on the PGA Tour. That is a record. No one's ever won more on the PGA Tour than Tiger Woods. Number one golfer in the world for 281 consecutive weeks, 683 overall. Obviously, injuries and personal issues have limited what he may have ultimately accomplished, but what he's accomplished to me is in the conversation for the greatest athlete of, you know, don't, and let's not get into the golf thing, you know, is our golfers athletes. I mean, they're being considered here, you know, Tiger, I think they are. Tiger Woods is eight on this list. Usain Bolt, you know, I think without question, I don't think it's a debate, right, that he's the greatest sprinter, the greatest 100-meter and 200-meter guy of all time, right? I think he is. He came in at eight. Kobe was, he came in at nine. Kobe came in at 10. Be honest with you, and think, you know, that's a little bit high for Kobe. Because some of the people that follow, I think, like Djokovic and Nadal, who are 11 and 12, I mean, they're in the argument for the greatest all time in their sport. Kobe's not in the argument for the greatest all time in his sport. 13 is Ronaldo after Djokovic 11, Nadal 12. I actually think I'd have Nadal ahead of Djokovic, but I understand Djokovic is the all time Grand Slam singles holder with 24. Ronaldo is 13. Steph Curry is 14. I don't know. Is that, listen to some of the names we're mentioning. Is Curry's name a little bit high? Katie Ledecky's 15. We both considered her yesterday for top five. She's the greatest female swimmer in history, right? That's not debatable, is it?
It shouldn't be debatable. She smokes everybody.
Tim Duncan was 16. Look, I like Tim Duncan. There's some athletes that are listed after him that I have in front of him. Shaq is 17. Mahomes is 18. I don't know. Can we say already that Mahomes should be higher than 18? Lewis Hamilton, you know, auto racing, F1, is 19. Aaron Donald, 20. Diana Taurasi, 21. Sidney Crosby, we both said he'll be higher than Ovechkin. He'll be the one hockey player listed ahead of Ovechkin. Came in at 22. Kevin Garnett, 23. Albert Pujols, 24. And then, to me, the most egregious in this top 25, because I think he should be much higher, Floyd Mayweather came in at 25th. Never lost in his career. 50-0 from 96 through 2017. Much of that coming in the 21st century. Won world titles in five weight classes. Clearly, year in and year out, the pound-for-pound number one for over a decade. Yes, he wasn't the most exciting fighter. He was a counterpuncher. He was a defensive fighter. He wasn't a knockout artist. But nobody could sit there with Floyd Mayweather and outpoint him. Not Manny Pacquiao, not Oscar De La Hoya, not Canelo, not Cotto, not Ricky Hatton, not Juan Manuel Marquez. Nobody. That one, to me, is a big miss. I would have had Tiger much higher on this list than 8, and I would have had Mayweather much higher on this list than 25. What stands out to you?
So I wish they gave us the voting. Like, I would like to see how close certain people were between each other. You know, it seems like they're counting just the on-the-field stuff and not the off-the-field. But for Tiger, I would consider the video game and having a video game series named after him to be
I don't think that's what they were considering. I think they were considering accomplishments on the field.
But I consider that to be an accomplishment because there's no other video game with your name on it. Like, that to me is... So I'm a little upset that they didn't consider that. I would have had Tiger a little higher. I have zero issue with Michael Phelps being number one. I think when you see Michael Phelps' list of accomplishments in writing, it's even more baffling. I saw an interview with him, by the way, the other day. This is just a hilarious story. Someone was asking, because, you know, the Olympics are coming up. And he just confidently said, he's like, yeah, I can outswim a couple of aquatic animals. That's the most insane flex ever.
Yeah.
And it's true. They really prioritize basketball players at the top of this list. You know, Kobe at 10 was surprising.
God rest his soul. Kobe shouldn't have been the second basketball player listed on this list.
I would have, if you were asking me who the second player would have been, I would have put Steph at second behind LeBron.
So, I would have had Steph ahead of him. Look, and thinking about it, I mean, it's too early, I guess, but I would have considered Jokic in front of him. Jokic came in at 28th. I would have considered Kevin Durant in front of him at this point.
Maybe not. Yeah, I would not have done that. I would.
What about Dwayne Wade?
No.
Wade should have been closer to Kobe. Wade was 35 on this list. If we're just focusing on the NBA guys. Durant, by the way, was 39 on the list. What about Dirk?
No, I would not have had Dirk come in on this list to Kobe. I think Dirk was in the 70s.
I'm not saying ahead of him, but closer. I guess LeBron's one, obviously. And LeBron, if he had been number one overall, I may have had a slight issue with that. I think I would have had Tiger in front of him. I think I would have had Serena in front of him. Kobe being super high on the list, like top 25, of course. Top 20, yeah, I don't have a problem with that, but I don't know.
By the way, I have no issue with Mahomes being as high as he is. I'm perfectly.
Oh, I don't have any issue with it at all. I think you could argue he could be higher.
I think he could be a little higher.
Why is Katie Ledecky only 15?
I mean,
I'm not an expert here on some of these Olympic athletes. I just know what the general consensus is on her, and that she's, you know, one of the greatest Olympic athletes of all time.
I think she'll be
clearly
pushed.
The greatest female. Floyd Mayweather, flat out, should be higher on this list. Floyd Mayweather's in the conversation of the greatest pound-for-pound fighter of all time. Now, I don't think he is, you know, and I don't even know if he'd be in my top three or top four, top five greatest pound-for-pound. But for the 21st century, Floyd Mayweather was spotless. He never lost.
I think they look at the fact that the boxing field during this time period, because the era was weak and people shifted more to MMA, I think that haunts Floyd Mayweather there. Because he's 50.
I'm not saying he should have been one. He's got to be higher than 25. All right. So if this is your first exposure to this list, let me just, you know, repeat what it is. ESPN, remember they did the Sports Century Top 100 of the 20th Century back in 2000. Well, they just did a Top 100 of the 21st Century athletes ranked. That means from the year 2000 until current, the top 100 athletes. Number one was Michael Phelps. Two was Serena Williams. Three was Messi. Four was LeBron. And five was Brady. Federer was 6. Simone Biles was 7. Tiger was 8. Usain Bolt was 9. And Kobe Bryant was 10. What, if any, issues do you have with this? And what I'd really like to know is who would be your number one? Have I said whom I think my number one would be? Like, I think Tiger is close to number one, but I'm okay with Phelps or Serena. And they finished 1-2. I'm okay with that. You know, I certainly Brady, if Brady had been number one because of the accomplishments and the, you know, I mean, nobody's been more team accomplished than him during this stretch. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who would have been your number one, and any other issues you may have had with this list? Phone lines are open. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980, theteam980.com. We are presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out at T-Mobile.com/switch. So ESPN put together a list of the top 100 professional athletes of the 21st century so far. So from 2000 on. Remember, they did one of the great series of all time, the Sports Century Series, which was done, you know, in 2000 or 2001, which was the top 100 athletes of the 20th century. It was, by the way, produced by a guy by the name of Mark Shapiro, who for several years was on the board of this radio station. He was friendly with Dan Snyder, or was a business person that Dan Snyder hired to be involved in the radio business when they got into the media business back in the late 2000s. But anyway, I digress. That was done back in 1999 or 2000, and the ESPN Sports Century thing was phenomenal, and it counted down from 100 to number one. Michael Jordan ended up being number one on that list. Babe Ruth was two. Muhammad Ali was three. Jim Brown was four. Wayne Gretzky was fifth. And they decided to do it again, even though we're nowhere near the end of the 21st century. But they decided to do a list where voters from beyond, you know, around the world, North America in particular, for ESPN, people who work for ESPN, they were instructed to, you know, vote on the top 100 list, and they were instructed to just vote on the athlete's performance since 2000. So as an example, for Barry Bonds, he won seven MVP awards, but four of those came after 2000, as did, you know, less than half of his career home run total. Ken Griffey Jr. played until 2010, but his best years came in the 1990s. We started to talk about this, Denton, yesterday because we knew the last 25 were coming today, and we were like, well, who's number one going to be? There are a lot of choices. You know, we threw out Michael Phelps and Serena Williams and LeBron James and Tiger Woods. I think I settled on, I thought Tiger might be ultimately number one. But Federer, Nadal, Brady, you know, these were the, you know, Usain Bolt. You brought up Usain Bolt. And it was going to be hard to come up with number one. Like, there is, I don't think there's a clear-cut number one. There are several people, and we mentioned them yesterday, in the running for number one. So I'm going to reveal the list right now from number one going back to, say, you know, we'll give the top 25 here, and then we can debate it. Michael Phelps was voted 70,000 votes, by the way, from ESPN contributors. Michael Phelps was voted number one, 28-time Olympic medalist, 23-time Olympic gold medalist, most gold medals at a single Olympics when he won eight at Beijing. Michael Phelps, the number one athlete of the 21st century, according to this. Serena was number two. I think you could easily make the case for Serena as number one. A 23-time major champion, second most by any player of all time. A woman's record of 365 major match wins, 73 career titles. I mean, Serena is in the conversation of the greatest female tennis player of all time. She was two. Messi was three. I could list his accomplishments. It may mean something to some of you. The bottom line is I think most of us as sports fans understand that Messi is a legendary international superstar and considered to be one of the greatest soccer players that's ever lived. He was three. LeBron was four. So let me just tell you, right now, as I'm going through this list, I'm already thinking you've already missed, because Tiger's got to be at least in the top three or four. LeBron is four. Tom Brady is five. Federer is six. Simone Biles, we actually forgot about her. I don't think we mentioned her yesterday. She is the greatest female gymnast, right, of all time. I don't know. It was Olga Korbut or Nadia Comaneci or somebody like that more accomplished in the Olympics. Simone Biles, I don't know. She's a seven-time Olympic medalist. That's tied for the most ever by an American gymnast. Four-time Olympic gold medalist. Her 2016 tied for the most by a female gymnast at a single Olympic Games. And by the way, Simone Biles obviously isn't done. She'll be in Paris at the end of this month. She came in seven. I don't think we mentioned her as a potential, you know, top number one, right?
No,
we kind of forgot her.
Yeah, we kind of forgot her. Sorry, Simone.
Tiger Woods was eight. His 15 majors, two of them came before this century, but 13 of them came during this century. You know, most of any player, obviously, during this century. 11 major wins as a world number one golfer, nine more than any other player all time, okay, during this run. 82 times he's won on the PGA Tour. That is a record. No one's ever won more on the PGA Tour than Tiger Woods. Number one golfer in the world for 281 consecutive weeks, 683 overall. Obviously, injuries and personal issues have limited what he may have ultimately accomplished, but what he's accomplished to me is in the conversation for the greatest athlete of, you know, don't, and let's not get into the golf thing, you know, are golfers athletes? I mean, they're being considered here. You know, Tiger, I think they are. Tiger Woods is eight on this list. Usain Bolt, you know, I think without question, I don't think it's a debate, right, that he's the greatest sprinter, the greatest 100-meter and 200-meter guy of all time, right? I think he is. He came in at eight. Kobe was, he came in at nine. Kobe came in at 10. Be honest with you, and think, you know, that's a little bit high for Kobe. Because some of the people that follow, I think, like Djokovic and Nadal, who are 11 and 12. I mean, they're in the argument for the greatest all-time in their sport. Kobe's not in the argument for the greatest all-time in his sport. 13 is Ronaldo after Djokovic 11, Nadal 12. I actually think I'd have Nadal ahead of Djokovic, but I understand Djokovic is the all-time Grand Slam singles holder with 24. Ronaldo is 13. Steph Curry is 14. I don't know. Is that, listen to some of the names we're mentioning. Is Curry's name a little bit high? Katie Ledecky's 15. We both considered her yesterday for top five. She's the greatest female swimmer in history, right? That's not debatable, is it?
It shouldn't be debatable. She smokes everybody.
Tim Duncan was 16. Look, I like Tim Duncan. There's some athletes that are listed after him that I have in front of him. Shaq is 17. Mahomes is 18. I don't know. Can we say already that Mahomes should be higher than 18? Lewis Hamilton, you know, auto racing, F1, is 19. Aaron Donald, 20. Diana Taurasi, 21. Sidney Crosby, we both said he'll be higher than Ovechkin. He'll be the one hockey player listed ahead of Ovechkin. Came in at 22. Kevin Garnett, 23. Albert Pujols, 24. And then, to me, the most egregious in this top 25, because I think he should be much higher, Floyd Mayweather came in at 25th. Never lost in his career. 50-0 from 96 through 2017. Much of that coming in the 21st century. Won world titles in five weight classes. Clearly, year in and year out, the pound-for-pound number one for over a decade. Yes, he wasn't the most exciting fighter. He was a counterpuncher. He was a defensive fighter. He wasn't a knockout artist. But nobody could sit there with Floyd Mayweather and outpoint him. Not Manny Pacquiao, not Oscar De La Hoya, not Canelo, not Cotto, not Ricky Hatton, not Juan Manuel Marquez. Nobody. That one, to me, is a big miss. I would have had Tiger much higher on this list than 8, and I would have had Mayweather much higher on this list than 25. What stands out to you?
So I wish they gave us the voting. Like, I would like to see how close certain people were between each other. You know, it seems like they're counting just the on-the-field stuff and not the off-the-field. But for Tiger, I would consider the video game and having a video game series named after him to be
I don't think that's what they were considering. I think they were considering accomplishments on the field.
But I consider that to be an accomplishment because there's no other video game with your name on it. Like, that to me is... So I'm a little upset that they didn't consider that. I would have had Tiger a little higher. I have zero issue with Michael Phelps being number one. I think when you see Michael Phelps' list of accomplishments in writing, it's even more baffling. I saw an interview with him, by the way, the other day. This is just a hilarious story. Someone was asking, because you know, the Olympics are coming up, and he just confidently said, he's like, yeah, I can outswim a couple of aquatic animals. That's the most insane flex ever.
Yeah.
And it's true. They really prioritize basketball players at the top of this list. You know, Kobe at 10 was surprising.
God rest his soul. Kobe shouldn't have been the second basketball player listed on this list.
I would if you were asking me who the second player would have been, I would have put Steph at second behind LeBron.
So I would have had Steph ahead of him. Look, and thinking about it, I mean, it's too early, I guess, but I would have considered Jokic in front of him. Jokic came in at 28th. I would have considered Kevin Durant in front of him at this point. Maybe not.
Yeah, I would not have done that. I would.
What about Dwayne Wade?
No,
Wade should have been closer to Kobe. Wade was 35 on this list. If we're just focusing on the NBA guys. Durant, by the way, was 39 on the list. What about Dirk?
No, I would not have had Dirk come in on this list to Kobe. I think Dirk was in the 70s.
I'm not saying ahead of him, but closer. I guess LeBron's one, obviously. And LeBron, if he had been number one overall, I may have had a slight issue with that. I think I would have had Tiger in front of him. I think I would have had Serena in front of him. Kobe being super high on the list, like top 25, of course. Top 20, yeah, I don't have a problem with that, but I don't know.
By the Steph, way, I have no issue with Mahomes being as high as he is. I'm perfectly.
Oh, I don't have any issue with it at all. I think you could argue he could be higher.
I think he could be a little higher.
Why is KD Ledecky only 15?
I mean,
I'm not an expert here on some of these Olympic athletes. I just know what the general consensus is on her, and that she's one of the greatest Olympic athletes of all time.
I think she'll be
clearly
pushed.
The greatest female. Floyd Mayweather flat out should be higher on this list. Floyd Mayweather's in the conversation of the greatest pound-for-pound fighter of all time. Now, I don't think he is, and I don't even know if he'd be in my top three or top four or top five greatest pound-for-pound. But for the 21st century, Floyd Mayweather was spotless. He never lost.
I think they look at the fact that the boxing field during this time period, because the era was weak and people shifted more to MMA, I think that haunts Floyd Mayweather there. Because he obviously he's 50.
I'm not saying he should have been one. He's got to be higher than 25. All right. So if this is your first exposure to this list, let me just, you know, repeat what it is. ESPN, remember they did the Sports Century Top 100 of the 20th Century back in 2000. Well, they just did a Top 100 of the 21st Century athletes ranked. That means from the year 2000 until current, the Top 100 athletes. Number one was Michael Phelps. Two was Serena Williams. Three was Messi. Four was LeBron. And five was Brady. Federer was six, Simone Biles was seven, Tiger was eight, Usain Bolt was nine, and Kobe Bryant was 10. What, if any, issues do you have with this? And what I'd really like to know is, who would be your number one? Have I said whom I think my number one would be? Like, I think Tiger is close to number one, but I'm okay with Phelps or Serena, and they finished 1-2. I'm okay with that. You know, I certainly Brady, if Brady had been number one because of the accomplishments and the, you know, I mean, nobody's been more team accomplished than him during this match. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who would have been your number one, and any other issues you may have had with this list? Phone lines are open. Kevin Sheehan Show. The Team 980, theteam980.com. We are presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out at T-Mobile.com/switch.